is Rhea, and this is Just the Who of Us, where we talk about a range of topics, including life events, current events, spirituality, entertainment, family relationships, as well as answering listener questions and more.
Today we have Sam with us to talk about balanced friends. Sam, give us a little bit of a background into how balanced friends became a thing.
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I know we've been trying to like connect on this for a while now, so I'm so glad it just finally worked out. You know, being busy parents, you know, you just gotta make it work. But anyways, Balanced Friends is a company that I started with my best friend, Alyssa. The whole thing actually started completely on accident. At the time, I was living abroad in Germany for a year and a half, and Alyssa and I, we had met many, many years ago back in dental hygiene school. So we're also dental hygienists. And basically when we became dental hygienists, we just were like attached at the hip. We were roommates in college. We worked at the same place, out of college, lived together. Yeah. In college, after college, all the things. We were used to seeing each other multiple times a day. So then when I moved to Germany, we were like, I mean, devastated because we were going to miss each other. And so one day she came over to Germany to visit and we had a wonderful train ride to Paris, had lots of mimosas and decided, hey, let's start a healthy Instagram page. Like we've always liked health. So let's just make a page and let's just talk about healthy things. And that will be a way for us to keep our friendship close, you know, during the distance. And so that's how our Instagram page at Balanced Friends started. And then we've just like so totally evolved from there. Kind of during that same time, we both decided to get off of hormonal birth control. We had been on hormonal birth control for 10 years. We both were, you know, exploring other avenues from that. And then just building our body back up after life of hormonal birth control for that long. And then we just also had just personal issues, like health issues that we were experiencing. Symptoms like, you know, acne breakouts, skin rashes, stomach pain, you name it. I just, all this stuff just started to surface. And we were like, oh my gosh, it sucks getting old. And then we started doing research and we're like, oh wait, it's not just getting old. That's not it. Like we have our bodies out of balance. And then that really propelled us to become integrative health practitioners. And once we got, you know, our certified and kind of went through the program, then we, you know, healed ourselves. And then when you find something that really, truly works at that root cause level, you're like, okay, I'm going to shout this from the rooftop. Like everybody needs to know about this. And so then life just like, honestly, organically just like pushed us to where we are today. But yeah, totally all by accident.
You know, it's funny because we have this kind of like joke, like we've been trying to work on this. And then, you know, we're kind of like, hey, look, we're both free today. Let's do this. And it the less kind of effort it happened naturally is the way we came about today. So
yes,
I appreciate the journey, you know, for one. I think it's interesting that, so you both being dental hygienists, I don't think it's kind of a coincidence that what you became to love to do came from health, you know, or focuses on health, because clearly it's been an interest that you two have had for a while.
Yes.
One thing that I do like, or that kind of stood out to me, was the fact that you guys have this professional partnership. And
it's really a lot of fun because, yeah, well, again, we were already used to working together. We knew that we worked very well together. Yeah. But the fact that this is like a passion career for us really makes a big difference. Like we do it because we love it. And really, the whole beginning of Balanced Friends was just to keep our friendship close. And it continues to serve that purpose, throughout our life. We now both have, well, between the two of us, we have four kids, all under the age of three.
Oh,
So,
man.
like, the leap into motherhood is just a wild one. And how you choose to parent is different. Alyssa and I actually, our parenting styles are very different. We're similar in a lot of ways, but we're also very different. But we always still have balanced friends, like kind of at the core, and always have that in common, So we've never drifted apart, And
Well,
I
and
will say too, oh, sorry, but I
you're
was going to say with the whole thing about being the dental hygienist, that also played a big role in propelling us towards functioning in a space where insurance doesn't have a say in what we're doing. We actually saw a ton of corruption in the dental field, and it's just unfortunate. The dentists are not bad people. They're really not. They're just functioning in a space where insurance gets to dictate a lot. And, it's a business. They have to make money for their families. And yeah, but we saw a broken health care system, full throttle in the dental hygiene world. And then we were like, okay, we got to do something else. Got to find a way out.
It's one thing that kind of, so when I first I was in college for psychology and I decided to get a life coaching certification. It's kind of one of the things that made me decide to build a business around coaching and using different avenues to educate and assist other people. I was going for my master's and my plan, I was like, okay, I'm gonna open this coaching business, and after I finish this master's, I'm gonna go for my PhD. I'm gonna become a licensed therapist and all this kind of stuff. And as I'm doing, I started writing books, I started podcasting and things like that. And I'm like, man, I can do so much with this. I do have the knowledge of confidentiality and different legal components of running a business, specifically when you are in the mental health care field. So I know these things and I understand these things. I also got to learn about things like insurance, and a lot of this just wasn't appealing to me because while you can be successful and you can play by the rules, so to say, a lot of it kind of turned me off to running a business a certain way that's kind of navigated by the government. And I don't want to make that a whole other conversation, but
Right. We could, I mean,
get
honestly,
it.
we could go on and on by that. But yeah, I mean, especially now knowing what I know about, like, okay, I was trained to believe, okay, fluoride is such a good thing for everybody. And then I get into this, job right out of college. And I actually was worked at several offices where, if basically, I was paid a bonus off of how much fluoride I could sell or how much dentistry I was selling. I was making a commission. Now, not all dental offices are that way. Okay. So don't lump them all together. I'm not trying to say that. I'm really not. But it's again opened my eyes to, okay, this is not at all how we should be doing this. And then I further went on to learn, okay, we know ingesting fluoride is not great for our thyroid. So anybody, struggling with hormonal imbalances, it's not a great idea. There's so many other ways that we can prevent cavities, such as, daily flossing, an electric toothbrush, going to the dentist every 6 months to let your hygienist and dentist take care of the things that the toothbrush can't, and avoiding so much tacky sugars and candies. We don't necessarily need to be ingesting fluoride, but I feel like it takes forever for that message to, kind of catch on. But I knew that. And then the other thing that really threw me off was the silver fillings. Like Alyssa and I, my business partner, we have an at-home functional medicine lab test that anybody can order. You get it shipped to your house. Everything we do is from the comfort of your own home. You'd never have to leave your house for to get this information. It's just a simple hair clipping, and we've done this on I mean, clients all over the country. And so many times it comes back with elevated heavy metals on there that are, we know they are neurotoxins. Like they are literally toxic to our brain, to our bodies. So we see them elevated even on young people, older people. And then we obviously walk people through detoxing those things. But I could not believe that I was working in a dental office at one point where they were still placing these silver dental fillings that we know have mercury in them. So it's always a question we ask, you know, when we see that elevated, we want to know, do you have the silver fillings in your mouth? Because they leak over time. And it's just was crazy. And so now knowing what I know and like looking back on my dental hygiene like experience, it's just it's just also totally different. But also again propelled me to where I'm at today.
It's funny because it's like the more you know, right? Imagine that years ago. I mean, I've never experienced it because I'm not old enough to. But I've seen in different movies and things like that, like doctors smoking during like appointments, and I don't know, like things like this were actually a thing because at one point, cigarettes and alcohol were pushed just like McDonald's, and come to find
Yes.
out, those things aren't good for you.
Oh
I
my
mean, those are a
gosh,
little bit
yikes.
extreme, but
But
now,
you're right. We always find out later, oh, maybe that's not so great. So, you know, of course, we just, you know, balanced friends, we just believe the closer you can stay to nature, honestly, the better. It really is just the better. Like, if we can just stop interfering so much with what our body is, you know, really truly meant to do, then your body can function in the way it feels free to function. You know, and balance, be balanced and function in a better way.
So looking through your boot camps, you guys offer detoxifying boot camps. Tell me a little bit about these, what your goal is with these, and what made you say, hey, this is one of the things we want to offer to people.
Oh, that's such a great question. So up until about probably 4 months ago, we were really very deep in our motherhood journey. Just like, you know, you put your head down, you got these babies in diapers and you're breastfeeding and it's just so much going on. So about probably 3, 4 months ago, we like came up for air. And then again, our business just like we were gaining like a lot of momentum just kind of out of nowhere. So it's just kind of like a sign, you know, from the universe, like, okay, time to get back to it. And there's a need for this, and we need to get back to work. And being busy moms, we used to do one-on-one coaching calls frequently, but being busy moms, our time is not anything like it used to be. And so we decided, okay, you know what? It's time to move towards more group coaching. So if we can take a group of people through these boot camps, we are able to, it's a better use of our time and we can help more people because that's the goal. We want to help as many people as we can. And we want, and then also we found too, I guess, with the group is you get that community support, which some people really, really love. So it can make a world of difference. Like just knowing that, okay, you're not the only person going through what you're going through really can be helpful. So we did away with most of our one-on-one coaching. We still will have one-on-one calls. Like if somebody wants to run a lab test with us, then they, you know, the lab gets shipped to them. They complete the lab, they send it back, and then we have a virtual consultation where we go over the results. So that will still be one-on-one. Or I do still have clients come to me, and so does Alyssa with like just wondering what supplement should I be taking? Here's what I'm experiencing. What is good and what is not good? And what, here's my health goal. What do I need to do to get there? Specifically, we focus a lot on the fertility side of things, you know, clients prepping for even IVF or IUI, and they want to know how they can support their body through that process to have, you know, the very best outcome that they can. So we do that. But our boot camps specifically are for people who are struggling with things like gut issues. I don't know if you've heard the term, you know, leaky gut, SIBO, candida overgrowth, those kinds of things. We have one for mold, we have one for parasites, we have one for the metals, like what we talked about with the dental fillings, the one to purge that from the body. And then we have one, I'm actually doing it as we speak, the 7-day liver detox, which is just it is a fan a favorite because it's only 7 days. And the idea is, you support your liver. Your liver is your body's filter. It is literally responsible for filtering your blood and your entire body. So to give it kind of an oil change, if you will, or a filter change, every so often is a great idea. But people will sleep better. I mean, vibrant energy. Like, it's just, I mean, I'm feeling like so good for being a busy mom of two. I'm like, I forgot that I could feel like this great.
And your kids
So a
are
lot of
little
times,
too, so.
yes, they are. But so a lot of times, clients come to us, they'll do a lab test, and then the boot camps are there to be like, okay, well then now here's your answer. And then each boot camp has their specific detox kit in it, and then also all of our educational material. And then we are currently doing live calls where people will hop on. When we have live start dates, people will hop on to these calls, ask their questions. We make sure that everybody's organized for these camps and ready to go, all of those things. But I think we're going to transition very quickly to we're going to have to do some kind of video education recording support because there is a need for people to want to move through these camps on their own time and not necessarily wait for the live date.
Gotcha. I you also and I specifically talk about the website because this is the way that I've kind of gotten to know you. So I noticed for one, community is important, right? On the website there are, I literally just had it up. Okay. On the website, you guys also promote other things. So you have food and wine where you promote
Our favorite companies. Yes, we have our favorites page because so many times people will come to us and ask us like, okay, I'm really looking for, I want to drink wine. I'm not going to give up wine. What is the healthier option for that? What do you guys like? What do you recommend? Who do you trust? So we put things on our favorite page of our website for people to be able to live that more low tax lifestyle more easily and not have to, nobody has time to do all that research, So we've done it for you. And we just partner with brands that we just like truly trust who are actually creating their products with like our health in mind.
So, and then also, so sometimes, like you said, it can be a lot. So, starting from a point of where you really don't know what you're doing, you don't have the education, or you feel like, I don't know where to start. You guys have a monthly blog that is on your website as well, which is a really good way for people to go and kind of get to know you, maybe, before they feel comfortable reaching out, or even as they're going along in their journey. Do you guys cater to men and women, or are you just a women-focused business?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say when you're looking at the more holistic healthcare space, it's going to be mostly the women who are motivated to make that change. I think a lot of that comes from really our drive to either want to get pregnant or once we are pregnant, then we learn. Oh my gosh, those products that I was using, I can't do that anymore. I need to do something else. And it kind of just opens up this like can of worms for a lot of people where they're like had no idea that they were being exposed to so many toxins. And then, that motherly instinct in us, we're like, oh my gosh, I got to protect my babies. I'm going to make my body as clean as I can, or I don't want to expose them to this either. So we find that it is the women are the driving force. However, we are very powerful and persuasive, and we can pull these men on board as well. And also, any couple that we've ever worked with on their fertility, we always, we know that it takes two, the sperm and the egg. We can't put it all on the mom, on the woman. So we often encourage people to bring their husbands on board the journey, and that is where we see by far the absolute best results from a fertility standpoint. But honestly, we work with both men and women. There's a lot of couples who choose to go through our boot camps together, and I love that. That's where, again, we see the best results, because not only do you have the support from us, you're getting the support directly at home from your partner. It's so, when you're the only one in the house trying to eat healthy or trying to make a change, you have so much going against you, and that just doesn't set you up for success. So honestly, every single time I have done any type, I mean, I put myself through these boot camps regularly to keep my, toxic burden in my body low. And every time I'm bringing my husband on board with me, because I'm like, well, if I'm going to be cooking this already, you might as well be taking these supplements too, and getting your health good too. And I truly believe that, as we care for our bodies as parents, our children are watching us every step of the way. They're learning. My son literally, so I told you I'm doing the one of our detox boot camps right now, and my son's always asked me, "Oh, detox, mommy, I want to detox, I want to detox." And the other day, he pooped and he goes, "Mom, I'm detoxing." And I'm like, "You actually are. You're right. Pooping is part of detoxification." So they're always watching and mimicking and learning. So I always just want to, not only take care of myself to set a good example, but also when you care for yourself and you're, correcting these nutritional deficiencies and clearing out your body of toxins, there's more energy to show up as a better parent. Like, that's how I can juggle my business, my kids, and being a wife. It's because I feel the energy.
I can tell a difference when I'm more consistently active, when I'm putting better things in my body on how I do everything. I have a lot of sleep issues. I can tell a difference a lot of time. I went go through these phases where I cut out sodas and then oh, I'll do the zero or I'll do the diet. Well, I was doing this Coke Zeros and then I started feeling really crappy and I stopped. And then I noticed on the day that I drank Coke Zero is when I had more trouble sleeping and all these different things. And we wear so many hats that it's like if we're off in one area, it probably is going to affect other areas, especially how we're running our business. If we have the energy to really do anything, our efficiency, and even how we conduct ourselves with other people, in the household, I'm a super fan of the wellness wheel, and our physical health is a major important part that interacts with all of the other components of our wellness. So
Absolutely.
I think it's really cool that you have your best friend that you do this with, that you can take your friendship and your partnership and have it be something collective and have it successful. I admire that. And
Thank you. It's really a
thank
treat, honestly. It's the best. I could have never imagined life would put me like in this position, but I mean, of course I worked for it too a little bit, but
Right.
I'm so glad to be where I'm at. It feels really good. And there, I'm telling you, there is just like no better feeling than like when somebody has been struggling on their health journey and you get them that breakthrough and they message you and they're just like, they just finally feel good. It's just like, oh, your heart just like swells, because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm here for a reason. I am truly helping people to feel better, and it is important to me, for sure.
Well, it's probably a little bit of your female component and your mothering component that we feel the need to nurture.
Absolutely.
I wanted to side note, I wanted to ask you because we could have a point where we could kind of wrap up and also do a little bit of recording for the Mom Brain podcast that focus more on your mompreneurship, if you would
Oh,
like to, or if
sure,
you
we
have
could.
more stuff.
I wanted to say just one more thing just came to
Absolutely.
me. You had asked me earlier about why do we go more to the group? So it was
Yes.
about helping more people, you know, as many people as we can with the time we had was a big part of it. But also our core mission at Balanced Friends is to increase access, affordability, and convenience of this more holistic health care. And so we can do that. The group coaching helps us to keep the prices as low as we can for the community. But it also, again, being all virtual helps us to increase the access to this kind of care. Like we truly just believe everybody should be able to take advantage of this kind of care to the best of their ability. You know, we don't want it to be the, you know, access that gets in the way and really every single boot camp, everything that we've designed has busy parents at the forefront. Like that is why we've just made things as easy as we can. You don't ever have to leave your home to do anything, which is huge. Like who has time for all these, like, you know, doctor appointments and all that? Like nobody. So
So sorry, my
oh, I
dog
was like, did
some
you get kicked off? Like, where'd she go?
I just like muted and to turn my camera off so that you could finish. My dog somehow found a little container of butter, I think, and was eating it. My son was just in here, so I was like,
The
oh.
animals, they do the craziest things. I don't have animals, but Alyssa has two dogs, and she is always telling me that they like ate a diaper or did like all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, girl, I really feel for you. Like, I'm like, I don't know
Him,
how you do it.
yeah, like so he's my tiny, he's a Chihuahua Yorkie Beagle mix, tiny little loud dog. And when my 8-year-old was in diapers, yes, he loved the poopy ones, and I'm like,
Oh my
that's you're
gosh.
freaking
They're
disgusting.
so crazy. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, we
Yeah,
can wrap this up and then we
okay.
can, if you're ready, and then we can do something else if you still have time.
Yeah, so I did want to point out too, before we wrap up, so under the services tab on the website, you guys offer different testing. I wanted to point out, there are things on here like a vitamin D test. There's also, let me see, gut bacteria and parasite test.
Yes.
The vitamin D stood out to me because my daughter has a deficiency, and I have at one point my doctor recommended I take vitamin D. There are certain things that are very seemingly simple, like vitamin D, a vitamin D deficiency. Which is something that, so with her, I can tell when she doesn't take it. And I can tell myself when mine is low because a lot of things are affected. Your mood, you can become fatigued.
Immunity, you get sick more.
The two biggest things I notice with us is our mood because we're tired of fatigue.
Well, and vitamin D actually plays a pretty big role in hormone balance.
Yeah.
So it can absolutely affect your mood if you're deficient.
Yep. Yeah. So it's when I saw that, I was like, oh, I appreciated the kind of simplicity of, certain things on there because, looking at it from kind of both angles to where someone who I feel like I have a good bit of knowledge in holistic wellness. To someone who doesn't really know anything except for eat your vegetables and go for a walk every, from time to time.
Right,
Because there are different levels of knowledge that people have. There are things on
absolutely.
here that are kind of feel a little bit simpler. For people who may not understand gut health or heart health or why do I feel tired? Why do I feel fatigued? Why do I feel this way? There are
easier
People are
things.
singing
Yes, it there,
things
oh,
on there
absolutely.
that
It is our goal to meet everybody where they're at right now, like judgment-free, because you know what? There was a time where Alyssa and I didn't know anything about this, and we were telling everybody to get fluoride, you know? So we know what it feels like to start at the beginning. But we also now know what it feels like to be on the other side of this and to walk many people on to the other side of their wellness journey and to get them feeling good again, you know, without medications, without the band-aid approach and all those things. But yeah, we like to, you don't have to be an expert, you know, that's what you have us for. And we have, again, set up everything so that it's just as easy as possible. We want to hold your hand every step of the way, no matter what your journey is. And that's where, again, the lab tests really are so great, because you're like, I feel this way, but I don't know why. But we can lab test and we can find out why. And we don't have to go all in. You know, some people go all in. They want to do all the labs that they can. They want to know everything. Some people are like, you know what? I'd rather just go right into the boot camp and I don't want to do any of the labs. I'd rather put my money just towards the camp. So there's, again, there's no right or wrong way. Like, there's no one size fits all to wellness, in our opinion. You know, we're all about the individual and doing what's best for the individual. So, yeah, we love that we can offer, yeah, just a big variety of people, meet them where they're at, and then, yeah, just guide them in their own unique, you know, journey with whatever their body is asking for and what their body needs.
And the fact that you put these things into practice yourself, that's important because, there are a lot of a variety of people in a variety of careers who promote certain things and they just kind of promote it to make money. But when you have somebody who actually utilizes what they promote, that's always a plus.
Yes, well, you know, I've always been like that. I mean, honestly, when I was telling people to get fluoride, I was doing fluoride. I actually really believed that it was good for me, you know. And you know, I felt like I was doing a good thing, but I've always practiced what I preach, whether it was in dental hygiene. You know, I've actually never had a cavity, not ever. I've never had a
Oh,
filling,
wow.
never. So it really does work. And then I love to show that, you know, through this holistic approach as well. Like, I got pregnant on the first and second try. I only had one period between both of my kids
Oh,
because
wow.
I was like, oh, I'm fertile. Let's go. Let's get these babies in and out and then be on our way. So, you know, it works. It works. And when you are doing something that actually works and that's individualized to each person's, you know, unique body, you know that you're going to help them to feel better. And so I never feel like I have to sell anything because it just works. Like, I mean, I'm really, and then I want to do it because I believe in it and I know a lot about it. And so I love to do it too because I like to feel good in my body and I want to be here for my children and live a long, good life and meet my grandkids someday and all the things.
Well, it has been really, really fun talking to you, and I'm glad that people kind of have a little bit of a base now. They will be hearing from you a little bit more so we can dive into some of this stuff a little bit more deeply. Let everybody know where they can find you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I loved this conversation. It's so much fun. As you can tell, I can go on and on. So I cannot wait to come back. I am excited. But everybody can find us on our website, which is www.boundsfriends.com. We are on a lot of the social media platforms, but our main one is our Instagram page, where we talk on stories. We're sharing healthy, toxic-free tips all the time. And our Instagram handle is at Balanced Friends. And then we also wanted to give you and your community a 20% off code to use on, you know, our boot camps. So
Nice.
yes, just as a thank you for having us and letting
Heck
us just
yeah.
come and talk. Yeah, appreciate it.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, stay on. We're going to pretend to go away. All right. Well, thank you. We'll see you next time. Check us out on YouTube at Rhea Higgs, REAHHAGUES. You can also keep up with us on Instagram at Just the Who Podcast and Facebook at Philology. Thank you.